from KQED.
We begin in the Central Valley. At the federal level, farmers there will receive their full water allotment for the first time in more than a decade. This announcement on Tuesday came after years of drought, when these farmers south of the Delta did not receive any of the water contracted to them. Now, at the state level, Governor Jerry Brown has lifted his emergency drought declaration for nearly all of California. The keywords being nearly all. Central Valley reporter Vanessa Rancagno explains why Tulare, Fresno, Kings, and Tuolumne counties are still in emergency mode.
These counties tend to rely on groundwater, which takes longer to recharge after a drought than surface water. But that's not really what keeping the emergency declaration in place is about.
It's about how many communities in those counties have been grappling with severe water shortages.
Max Gomberg is the Climate and Conservation Manager for the State Water Resources Control Board. He says these four counties were hardest hit by the drought. And when wells went dry and people were left without water, the emergency declaration made possible state funding for relief efforts.
You know, we couldn't do it without the state.
Eric Coyne is a deputy county administrator for Tulare County. He says since the emergency was announced in 2014, Tulare County has gotten more than $170 million for ongoing relief projects.
That might be in household tanks where people with a dry well, we go and we set up and bring potable water to them. It could be that they've gotten a well deepened.
Or in the case of East Porterville, a major project to connect these homes to the city water system after 1,800 home wells went dry.
We can't complete these projects without having a continued declaration.
That's Gomberg again.
And we want to make sure that we see those projects through to reduce vulnerability to future droughts.
So the emergency declaration will stay in place until the projects are done, Gomberg says. He expects that will take another year or two. For the California Report, I'm Vanessa Rancagno in Fresno.